Design, and we're going to learn more about radiating consciously so you can be more than a participant, a contributor, a designer of the output that you as a vibrational vehicle of light put into the world and magnetize to yourself or create the reality of your preference. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about tonight because the big ideas I had I didn't write down and they got taken out of my head for some reason. One of the things I think I'd like to talk about is resistance. Resistance within ourselves to change, to each other, resistances that cause dissonance or difficulty between one another, making it hard to grow together, be together, share together, build businesses together, share money all over the world, blah-bitty-blah. And I have been a participant in the Oneness Blessings Movement, coming from India, from Bhagavan and Amma. And I've been going around to Diksha groups or oneness groups for quite a while now, off and on. Sometimes maybe eight to five years ago, and then again the last couple of years. And there's a lot about oneness that apparently crosses through all kinds of spiritual styles and factors. So I'm doing it from the, Hindu-based metaphysical doodah. But apparently it runs through all kinds of things. And Jackie mentioned this book, Human by Day and Zeta by Night. And the Zetas, who are the known as the aliens or the ETs, are very big into oneness as well. And I noticed that as we're trying to unfold, this is back to the Diksha, this is not me being in a spaceship, because that might happen one day, but it hasn't yet, as far as I know. So as we unfold into oneness, there are a lot of ways to reinterpret and reinterpret what being one really means. And I'm sure all of you are poetic enough to know that there's a lot of different interpretations from that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about resistances that we hold within ourselves that make little walls between people. Because when we have resistances, it's trying to maintain ourselves on the planet, don't you think? And it's trying to protect ourselves from what we consider to be other people marauding our reality or whatever. Maybe taking most of the ice cream, I don't know. So let's play with this, and I really want you to call in after we do our meditation together. I love that we do our meditation together, and thank you so much for all of your feedback about these meditations, because it seems to be working. When people call in or talk to me later and say, the meditations are really potent for me. I know that we're doing quite a bit in, let's go back to the word oneness. We're becoming one or one in vibrational community by meditating together and creating our reality together. So this time while we're in our sacred geometric structures, let's release some resistances while we're on the table ourselves. How about that? That's the only rule I'll put in there, because I like you all to do what you want to do in those structures, in the creating your movies and in the healing room where we bring in other people. I like you to really bring forward things that are on your plate or on your chest or on your heart or on your feet, who cares, on your ankles. I want it to be your very own. And as we move together in our own truth, our integrity, our yearning, our creation, our love, and our self-love, what happens is we vibrate together and we really create an evolving and vibrating collective. So that's why we do it all together. And let's see if I have anything else to report. My guides and angels are a wonderful, wonderful team of beings, and they just love you very much. And they've been pushing us lately, saying we're going to move really fast as a species. We're at 2012, and the energies are moving up, and we're all changing and growing really fast. So the art of releasing, my guides have often said that clearing and releasing is like 95% of the job of evolution. And what is it we're trying to accomplish? We're trying to grow into being multidimensional. We're trying not to be victimized by the subconscious, by our karma, by one another's thoughts and feelings, by media, which is telling us how to think, marketing, style and ideal body images and behavior and cars and all that stuff. it kind of convinces us how to think, doesn't it, and what we should aim for. So we're trying to evolve so that we know what's really us and what's really being marketed at us. You see, it's kind of like grabbing hold of your true nature and allowing it to grow and expand and share in the world, bringing real love into the world. So we need to dump some resistances. That's a part of the clearing, isn't it? So again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and like I said, oh, and Deb O'Connor is coming in partway through, and I hope that we'll get a little beepity beep when she's on the air with us. She's going to talk about astrology. We're talking about all these retrogrades that have been going on. It's Mars and Saturn up and coming as Pluto, but we've got a wonderful full moon coming up, and I'll let her tell you about that and how this is also impacting the waves of the collective, and she's so poetic. It's really wonderful to hear from her. So everybody close your eyes, take a breath or two. Wonderful. And, oh, I'm going to do that oneness seven breath thing at the beginning too. So let's all do seven breaths together. And what you do is you focus in front of you and you bring up an image of what you consider to be the divine, whether it's Jesus or whether it's Bhagavan or whether it's Buddha or whether it's Amici or any of the beings that you want to, Sai Baba, any beings that you consider to be representatives of divinity. Okay, we each have some divinity within us, don't we? So see in front of you the embodiment of divinity in one of those beings of your choice. All right, now on the in-breath, we're asking you to bring that being into your chest. And on the out-breath, we see ourselves going into that being and being held by them. Okay, so the in-breath, you bring the divinity and the divine being into yourself in your chest. And on the out-breath, you put yourself in the chest of the representative of divinity that you've chosen. So we're going to do seven breaths. And into the divine being, bring divinity in, and we enter the divine one, bring divinity in, enter divine one. Really nice. So I see these wonderful little golden vortexes, vortices moving around in front of us. That's wonderful. So call in above your head, perhaps 2 miles or even farther if you like, a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And you can drop it even farther, way down into the core of the earth. Now from the upper golden ball, about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. Those pyramids hitch together, and you have yourself an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. And inside of it, you have a crystal ball. Create your crystal ball to touch the inside edges of your octahedron. Feels different, doesn't it? And inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. It's the three-dimensional Star of David. And now feel yourself spinning and spinning and spinning in this Star of David. Spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, see in front of you a magical screen. And we're going to put little movies along the screen. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. I always want to be multidimensional. See yourself becoming what it is you want to become. tall, short, thin, rich, spiritually alive. How is it you want to become? And when you feel that you're achieving that, and you are accomplishing that, just see yourself smiling and praising yourself. And then move that to the side, and we're going to create another movie right along our magical screen. And this one is you creating a project you want to create. I always talk about my television series, which is Perkin' Again. You might be wanting to do home and family, write a book, raise children. Oh, I don't know. Whatever it is you want to create, a business, school. And see all those pieces coming together, all the resources come together, all the pieces come together. And see a very successful creation. And when you're smiling and saying, oh, wow, I did it, isn't it wonderful? See all the resources coming together to sustain your creation, to really keep it going. And be really, really, oh, so proud and so happy, and see all kinds of people enjoying it. It's really participating in an evolving world. Now wrap that in light and move it to the side. Now the next one is the Galactic Healing Center. First thing you do is you bring in the table, the healing table, and have your own healing team around the table. And the first person to come in on the healing table is you. And while we're lying on the table, I want you to ask yourself in your body mind to look for some resistance or another that you've got. Maybe you want to have the last word. Maybe your resistance is keeping yourself isolated so that you're not too vulnerable. Maybe your resistance is wanting to be in charge. Maybe your resistance is refusing to respond. Or maybe, you know, pick a thing that you're resisting, that you're afraid you'll lose yourself if you let it go. Good. And ask the team for help. And see what they do with you. My body is buzzing like mad. It's really fun. Yeah, I'm pulling out some of my resistances. What happens when you do that? Funny. I'll be looking forward to your calls after this because kind of interesting what happens, isn't it? I'm feeling a really interesting kind of a lightening of my body. It just seems to lighten. Almost like I sat up and was grinning and felt way younger inside. There you go. Now we all have resistances. So thank the team for that. Wrap it in light. Move to the side. And let's bring in somebody that you want to work with. We don't have to do resistances this time. Let's bring in somebody that you want to work with. So I see someone who's been very, very, very responsible, very, very tense, very tight, kind of depressed. Seems so much responsibility and the money just isn't coming to make life easier. This person lies on the table. Oh, it's interesting. This healing team is doing something. We saw these wonderful, at the beginning, these wonderful spiraling lights as we did our breathing. And they're doing that. They're bringing spiraling lights up through her neck, her throat, her thyroid, her chest. And they seem to be pulling out, talk about resistances. They're pulling out a lot of resistances coming from her fears. And it seems like they're just pulling out a lot of resistance that I can feel it in your body, just moving and moving. It's kind of like a big vacuum. One of the beings that stands by her table looks like they've got kind of a funny hose thing, the part of their body, and pulling out I guess it's kind of magical stuff, pulling out all kinds of old reactive energy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to move it to the side, but not till we've wrapped her and they've wrapped her in light and given her a sense of being nurtured and protected, almost like pulsing light swaddling clothes. Mm-hmm. So they've pushed her over to the side. Now we're bringing in another woman who has been going through an awful bout with colitis. It's terrible. And, of course, that holds the subconscious programming, doesn't it? And we're asking for help with that. That's very interesting because they're going right to her brain and they're moving a lot of things in her mind and in her base chakra. That's kind of interesting. And now they're moving energies throughout her entire body, but they've pinpointed the base of her spine and in the brain. Now, we talked about resistances earlier, and in this case, we see that some of these programs that were laid down in both the brain and the base chakra have had a lot to do with her feeling unsafe in this life. And you could say that the colitis came from a holding pattern or a resistance in the belly to prevent her from feeling the vulnerability that might scare her. There it is. And so now they're using some more of these lights and some energy, and they're pulling out programs from both the base and the brain. And we're going to ask them to move this to the right. Excellent. And now we have a fresh table. And we like to bring in the political stuff right now. I'm not quite sure which thing to bring in. I think we'll bring in the global economic situation. I hear, I don't really watch the news a lot, but Bob does, my wonderful partner. And there's an awful lot of inequity going on. I heard some difficulties. There's some tremendous difficulties in Europe right now. There's some very big difficulties here. There's tremendous inequities. There's a lot in Asia, the China. So let's just put the whole economic thing on the table. One of the greatest problems is the distribution of wealth is not included covering the needs of people who have less. It's more like them that can have it gets more and more and more, right? And it occurs to me that it's never been different than that, probably since time began, eh? There you are. So let's just take a look and see if we can't bless and infuse the people who are the brains behind the brains behind the way the international global money doodah goes, you know, the brains behind it, those who are really coming up with these brilliant ideas for creating a few billionaires and ridding the world of a lot of people through starvation and so on. Some of the people who are leading these could use some great dollops of light, of harmonizing light, of waking up light. Talk about waking up. Yeah, we need to wake up. Yeah. So we're going to bring in some kind of a salmon-y colored light. And we're going to infuse and imbue as many of these beings who are in very powerful positions as we can imagine. Just infuse them and imbue them with the light of harmony. Mm-hmm. It's a very powerful light. I see it running through I'm seeing it running through the base of their spines, all the way up the spine and into the brain, and absolutely flooding the brain. And what I also want to see is running through the entire collective, this amazing ability to become through release, through the connection of being one. Let's see the lights coming through and absolutely infusing people all over the world with the ability to rise in frequency and to meet their higher selves and their multidimensionality. At least enough of them to create the 100th monkey or the billionth monkey, however many it takes. Let's just see this. I love this part. This is making me very happy. Just to see the light coming up. Because as we change and as we grow, we can create a reality according to our frequency. So let's just get that frequency moving through as well. That's it. And now let's take that beautiful light and pat the world, the entire world. Pat, 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 where people are sick, people are impoverished, where there's war, where there's fights over resources and so on, always for the sake of money. Let's absolutely talk about Johnny Appleseed, but this is universal energy floods all over, and bringing the light of transformation to the whole world. Yeah, we can do that. And have it absolutely radiating off. And see the venerable ETs being able to relax and know that we can handle a broader perspective. Let's see that. And then we'll roll it round and round and round our world again. And then come back into, close off the Galactic Healing Center. Hop back into your star tetrahedron. And spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. You know, and as I'm doing that, my heart feels like it's expanding and opening. Hey, we already had Valentine's, didn't we? Well, my heart is opening. What's going on with you? I'd love to talk to you. We'd love you to call in and tell us about your life. I want to talk about resistances, and I want to talk about how we create our reality when we're holding, when we have a lot of resistances. Because what happens between people? It's really interesting, isn't it? If you're a person who has a lot of resistances, people feel really separated from you and maybe even feel rejected. Or if you're a person who has none, you might be like a marshmallow that can be dragged all over the place. Let's talk about the frequencies that you're using and how we can maybe help you create the reality you would prefer. You can call in at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And I guess you could probably email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. But you'll call in. It's just as easy. And now, Deb, if you're on there, I want you to come and talk to us right now. And if you're not, let us know when you get there. All right, let's just take a look. Yeah, all right. I'm just looking at some people here. Have any of you gone to the Oneness Blessings? They're really nice. The idea is that Bhagavan and Amma, who are, in quotes, enlightened or awakened beings, and I guess there's quite a spread between enlightened and awakened, but I haven't quite figured out exactly what that means. I think enlightened means, according to what I heard, a kind of a dream state where you're, you know, kind of blissed out, and awakened means that you're present in the world, but you're awake to the fact that you, there's nothing to fight for, and there's nothing to, it's just that it's all very true. Instead of saying it's all an illusion, but not quite being sure what that is, it's just knowing what's an illusion and what isn't. So that's not probably the clearest thing in the world. I'm seeing somebody here who is very, very lonely. She has tremendous resistances and doesn't believe she does. She believes that she's just very, very, I can see you out there. You're lonely and you'd like to have a partner. And what I see is that you have a lot of resistances that show up in sensitivities. It's really interesting. It's like being able to help people. You have tremendous heart and a wonderful ability to help people. But there's a way in which you have a subtle way of observing. It's a way, it seems to be, and this person, oh, I don't really know you physically, but in any case, it seems that the way you show your vision, the way you look at people makes them feel that you're assessing what they're doing. So people feel kind of judged. You might say, but I'm not judging anyone. But I want to ask you this, to go inside, okay, and ask to feel all the energy. Oh, let's do it differently. Let's go inside and ask to feel your resistance. Okay. And then another way to put it is ask to feel your fear of people not liking you and of always being alone. There you go. Just feel it. And then imagine just dropping it on the floor. saying, I can really feel that. Oh, I'm glad you're on the air. I'll just finish this. I can just feel it. Just imagine dropping it on the floor or handing it over and say, ah, I see I have a resistance, and just drop it. Yeah. Now, it's funny with you. I see that around your neck and your throat and your chest, it got way lighter. So I hope you'll call in and tell me what happened with you. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, hello.
Hi, it's Beth.
Hey, Beth, how are you doing?
Great. I'm actually doing really, really good.
Good.
But, yeah, but I wanted to call because I wanted to see if you feel any resistance or any frequency from me that I need to either, yay, it's going well, or look at this for a little bit. Because I feel like everything's going in a good direction, and I feel I feel more controlled of, like, my, not my destiny, but it's like my emotions and just in general in life, I just feel.
Okay, so I'm going to pick on you on purpose, okay?
Okay, yes, you can, please.
Hi, Deb. I know Deb's on the air, and she'll be up in a minute, so we'll just finish this process. But I just want people at home to do this one as well, because what Beth's showing is something that a lot of people share. And that's that, Beth, you're coming forward beautifully from the top half of your body. But when we look for resistances, I want to say that down in the subconscious, in the belly area, in the base chakra, you're holding back. And I want you to ask your body to feel resistance, because you can release this in a heartbeat, right?
Okay.
I want you to ask your body. And for the other people at home, if it isn't the split that we're talking about with Beth, you might have it differently. Like somebody's got it in the chest. She's eager and she's raring to go on the lower chakras right up to just below the bra line, and then after that she's pulled way back because of some pain she had. So I'm going, okay, so let's notice where we're pulled back. We're using the lower chakras, which means to me that subconsciously there's a part of you holding back, not trusting, and really holding yourself away from, we'll say, sharing from people, from on an intimate level, not just sex.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Yeah.
I just started a friend of mine, and we started seeing each other, and he's like, oh, let's do this, let's do that, and I'm like, slow down.
But I want to say this, honey, that slow down was really lighthearted, but deep down, there's a fear. Let me see. The resistance comes from this, probably a mélange, a mixture of a fear of doing the wrong thing, being with the wrong person, making the wrong choice, golly, going through it again.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, exactly. You like, basically just quoted me. I mean, seriously, yeah. That's what oh, my gosh, yeah.
So you could.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, exactly. But I want to say to everybody, if you release the resistance, you probably all go, oh, my gosh, I'll be so vulnerable. And I'm saying no, because there's a rising ability to move into a situation of comprehensive understanding the other person, of being able to step into their shoes and being able to lift your frequencies above that trap that would have come, you know, the trap that we magnetize, the problem that's hidden in the subconscious. That one gets freed up. There's a certain kind of protection in it, even though it seems the reverse. Now, I mean, this one requires a little bit more personal coaching, but in any case, you get the idea.
Yeah.
So have fun with that and call in next week and tell us what happened.
I will. Dun, dun, dun. My love life on your channel.
On Global Radio. Falling in love with the globe. Thanks for your call, Beth.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear what Dad has to say. So.
Me too. Good night, honey.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So that was fun. Hi, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Beth. It was so funny because I didn't know she was on, and you said, hi, Beth, and I thought you said, hi, Deb. Anyway, you know what I love about what you just said was that you were describing, first of all, what you're describing has a lot to do with this Pisces new moon that's coming, but we're not there yet. It has so much to do with surrender. But when you were describing to Beth about the whole notion of resistance, and you were talking to her about being ready to go from the top up and blah blah blah, and then you and she quoted this whole thing about, you know, well, do I want to do it again and blah blah blah, all that. I can feel that same kind of resistance in my chest, but the issues are the same ones that you described to her.
Oh, that's great. Perfect.
But I think it's interesting that my point is that the issues can be the same, but that the body can be holding on to, it can be resisting from a different part of the body based on what? Our different personas, our different experiences. I don't know what that would be.
Or, Deb, it could be different charts, you know?
Well, I think so. And I don't want to take up a lot of time because I seriously want everybody to call in. But there will be a new moon next week on Tuesday. So we're still, the moon is still in leaving Sagittarius tonight. It'll be in Capricorn by midnight or early in the morning. Capricorn all day tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. And anyway, it's going to get to Pisces on Tuesday. It'll be brand new at 2 degrees of Pisces. So right at the very beginning, if you know your chart, and you can look at your chart and find out where 2 degrees of Pisces, which house in your chart is going to be affected by this new moon. And Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac, and it has everything to do with the mystery, the honest to God mystery of what divine love is and what it means to love without judgment and what it means to forgive and how important it is that we just absolutely surrender all the time. The ego's need to drive.
Well, I think that's interesting, too, because what we were saying is there is a power in that.
Oh, I'll say. It's amazing and beautiful and liberating.
Isn't Pisces the greatest influence to do that with?
It really is. And when it gets shadowy, we get a little bit confused, but... We were talking about last week about Neptune going into the sign of Pisces, and so this new moon is going to settle itself right on top of Neptune. It's going to be phenomenal. I mean, it's almost like, it feels to me like a great big huge billboard for what Neptune, for the first time in 165 years, is doing relative to leading us into the last phases of this bridge we're on in this consciousness shift, this sense of really just surrender the mind, because the invisible world is all around us supporting everything we do, especially as soon as we get out of our own way. And the best way to do that is to surrender to the will of the divine heart and get out of the mind. So,
well, didn't you explain to me a long time ago that Neptune is really the sign of how we love, or what is it?
Well, Neptune is the planet, and Pisces is the sign. Neptune gives it's so you're talking about, one case you're talking about the planet and the other the sign, but both of them have to do with the experience of love that's beyond the human heart. It's the kind, Neptune and Pisces are sending us the kind of love that has to do with what God knows, you know, what the source energy is that is really how to love without judgment. And I think that one of the things that you and I have talked about before is that my sense that unconditional love can't exist without a real capacity for forgiveness. And we say, I forgive, and we want to forgive. But with Pisces and Neptune, we're always being taught that really we have to keep going more deeply into what forgiveness is and mean it. It means not judging, and a lot of it starts with not judging ourselves.
Hmm. That's probably the hardest thing, because almost every forgiveness exercise I've done comes right back to me.
I know. It is the hardest thing.
Yeah, but
it
brings
us back to that.
If the Neptune is in Pisces and this is such a change time, perhaps it's going to flush the love up and the forgiveness up on a massive level.
I think it's definitely started, and then we have to remember that Chiron is also in Pisces, right next to Neptune. It's at 4 degrees, and Neptune's at 0 degrees, and this new moon is going to plop itself down at 2 degrees. So you have Neptune at 0, the new moon at 2, and Chiron at 4. So, and Chiron is the healing of the wound, the recognition of the wound, and then the healing of it. And the wound is through the Pisces part of ourselves. So it's all about understanding, you know, how we really do not live in a dualistic world, that you know, our human experience is a part of our divine experience. And once we, Neptune and Pisces are both teaching us that, and Chiron is helping us to heal the sense of separation.
Well, I love that. Now, we have a caller. Would you like to talk to Deb as well? Hello?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was on or not. Cool.
You're on, sure. and Deb's here, and I thought it might be somebody who wants to speak with her as well. Would you like to?
Sure.
And what's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. Hello. And you were describing the person with the heart thing before. That pretty much fit me pretty well, too. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie, why don't you go ahead and ask Veronica the question you have for her, and I'll listen and see if there's anything I can
I guess there'd be a couple things. And this seems to be the night of dealing with themes, because the first show I listened to with Deborah Herman's, and it was about being a medium, and I've been creeped out about the stuff happening in my life. So I got to talk to them, her and her sister, for a while. So now I get to talk to the two of you. So it seems to be a night of playing doubles and
good.
Dealing with my resistance. And, man, the thing popped up as I was resistant to love and the idea that I could have a relationship and be happy and still get to do what I want. And not just what I want, like an ego sense, but that my ego could be aligned with the rest of my soul and all that, because that's what I've wanted. And I've wanted myself to, like, really develop my gifts, but I've been resistant to the idea that I could have an everyday life, that I could still be a musician. And, you know, I do sound healing, and I'm starting to do more of that.
Good.
And I could still do the shamanic stuff that I'm wanting to do. And, yes, I could be ethical and have integrity. And, yeah, I made some mistakes. I've been resistant to a lot of things the last few years because of mistakes I made. Because of forgiving myself, and I think I've forgiven myself, but then that fear comes up of trusting people. It's like I used to trust everybody. But when I didn't trust myself, it kind of created a lot of problems. And it just kind of been in a cycle for 5 years or 6 years. And kind of, I'm really ready for something else.
Well, Deb, do you have anything to say about Stephanie's cycle?
No, I can't really say too much about seeing your chart, Stephanie, but the one thing that I'm hearing you say that I hear my own clients saying all the time is relevant to this Pisces and Chiron, this Neptune and Chiron thing in Pisces, which I think is that I don't think we deserve to be loved. I mean, I really think that's part of the wound and the healing of the wound right now, is that sense that we judge ourselves constantly because we don't really believe that we're worthy of having this life of joy and abundance. And I'm right in there with everybody else. I do the same thing. But I do think that's part of what we're healing right now. Excuse me.
That's okay. It's great. And I did wish for a partner this year. It's like I felt it, and I felt the thing I really wanted was a family and this career or this project. And because it's funny, it's the person I've loved for the last few years. It didn't work out because I kept resisting, or he did, and now it's coming together. And it's like when I was ready for a partner, all these people showed up in my life. And so, and he's Capricorn, and I'm Virgo, and my dad was Capricorn, too. So that's been a bit, sometimes I find myself still going, not resistant, but kind of afraid of making the same mistakes again. I guess it's that same thing you talked about, you know.
Well, I want to interrupt just for a minute and say, it's interesting to me that it's your stomach that wants to, you know, we were talking about Deb's heart area, and Beth's lower chakras, and it's your stomach that gets absolutely empty, almost wasted in the sense that it's not comfortable, you know? Like your power. You don't have any real power in it, and we're saying you can get that. You just got to find how afraid you are, and then really get in touch with it and really hand it over, because that's not where you get power, by sucking it out of your gut, is it?
No, and the funny thing is that I've been resisting breathing through that area of my body. It's really weird because I've been getting this, that I can go back and maybe even practice Aikido, or maybe I can teach yoga or teach meditation. I mean, it feels like that's it, but not it, you know?
And the way Deb was talking, too, if you let yourself deserve somebody who is very excited about his own stuff, it's not just about being excited about yours, but his own stuff. And, of course, you can have a wonderful relationship and do your own thing. You have the right.
Yeah, it's just being able to recognize the right person.
Ask your higher self, but command total release of your resistances. Do you have anything else to say, Deb?
Oh, no, other than I don't like to isolate parts of charts, but the shadow for Virgo is always self-flagellation, all the little voices in the head that are going blah, 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 all the things that are wrong with you. So every time you hear one of those voices come on, just remember it's an old tape. It's not even your voice. No, you know, notice it. Tell, thank you for sharing, and have it go sit down.
And I've been doing that. You know, it's like, okay, and I've actually literally said that a few times. Okay, thank you very much. You can go do something else now.
Thank you for sharing. Go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stephanie, it's always good to hear from you. So thank you for your call, honey.
Yeah, and do you mind if I ask one more thing?
No, go ahead.
About finances. It's like I've got major things going on. My student loans are due, and I felt like, gee, why didn't I do this? Beating myself up a little bit. And I keep getting this just, work on the music, keep working on your music, get into your writing and start just taking the steps and it'll come together. But boy, it's still, and I was doing some like distance healing work for my mom, just doing some playing music. I've been doing that, just pick a person and start playing music. And
mm-hmm.
I was getting the sign, the feeling she was really, really worried about money because she's supporting me right now.
Mm.
And, you know, she's retired. I'd like her to be able to just do her own thing, you know. And I feel like I have the power to figure it out myself, but, you know, it's always good to get another perspective, I guess.
Well, I think you've got a project that's going to pay you coming up, and it looks like it's kind of a balloon, like you all of a sudden get a blob of money coming because of a project. And that would be ideal, because then you'd have the confidence in your work, you know.
Yeah.
So it may be a job instead of just your own creative process, but it's, it welcomes, your creative project has to be involved in it. So it's coming up over the next probably month or two.
Sounds good to me. All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Thanks,
bye.
Stephanie.
Thank you. Bye. Well,
thanks, Deb. That was great. Thank you so much. Tell everybody how to get hold of you. Or do you have something else to say, because we kind of interrupted you?
No, I don't. I'm glad to be interrupted. I was thinking about Stephanie and her, you know, sort of inviting into her life the next sort of whatever it would be, and about how we talked about Mars being retrograde and through the middle of April. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching people encounter things that they've wanted to see come into their life all of their lives, and that they've been happening during this Mars retrograde period. And it reminds me that when Mars is going backward, it doesn't mean that nothing's moving. It means that what's moving is what's most essential. And I think I talked about
that. Oh, what's most essential? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because it's coming again from the inner field outward, so it's like it's being more directed by the light body rather than the ego body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wanting to say, everyone, to really watch what's coming to you. You know, when your intuition sort of lights up around something, pay attention to it right now.
That's really good news about the retrograde. Oh, goody, we have another caller, but I'm really excited that you shared that. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm going to say good night.
Thank you so much for showing up, and tell everybody. And I know we have a caller. If you'll just wait a minute, we want Deb to say how to get hold of her.
Oh, just at www.lovedogdesign. And good night, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Deb.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good evening. You're on the air.
Grandfather, my dad, they passed away with cancer. And then also I was 5 months pregnant and I lost the baby. And I just was wondering why I'm suffering from all this loss. If you,
And how old are you?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing on the phone.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Do you want to just hang up and see if you can hear better on the computer?
Okay. I'll call right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what we were saying about you is that you have, first of all, I believe this young lady is young. And I think that you have a huge transformation going on, and Deb's already hung up, too bad. But you have a huge transformation going on, and it's going to create a deeper understanding in your world. You realize the passing, you know, the, what do you call it, the fragility of life and how life moves on, but you've gained so much from both your grandfather and your father, and you're going to be a very, very wise woman. I suspect you're in your 20s, I think. But I noticed that as you get a little older, because of having this series of losses, all of a sudden you start to V out. It's like you fan out and become quite a teacher, and it's you've been touched so deeply. I believe you'll have another child, actually. But you've been touched so deeply that it's going to spur you on to awaken and to bring, you have a lot of light anyway. You're going to bring a lot of wisdom and a lot of teachings to people. I don't know if you teach school or if you've studied education, but it seems like you'll start teaching something kind of normal, and then you'll branch out and become quite a kind of an inspirational teacher. So that's really what happened. I often think it's amazing that grief is that kind of reaction that is the reason that people write the book, dance the dance, make huge changes. But sometimes grief takes a number of years before you get to the point where you can really get the product of the grief, meaning your identity has to give over and reformat itself and rebuild itself. It reevaluate and then rebuild its projection into the world. That happens at some level, or it happens at a huge level, depending on who you are. And I would say for you, it's going to happen at a rather large, very deep and very large level. And you are a light worker. You're going to bring a lot of light information into the world. So I hope that that helped you, and I really love your call, and I hope you could hear me all right. And we send you much love and thank you so much. And let me see if I can see. Is there anybody else going to call in? Come on, you've got time for one more caller anyway. But in the meantime, I'm looking around to see about more resistances. And this young lady that I just read about, I don't see a ton of resistances, but I see some fatigue, sort of exhaustion, and fragility right now. And I want you to trust, instead of developing resistances because of the pain, because we were talking about Beth and Deb feeling that caution about, and Stephanie also feeling that caution about finding a new love. Well, yours isn't so much about a new love, but yours is finding the new love of self so you can bring yourself forward, and you are kind of fragile. So this is a perfect time to allow yourself to recognize that light's coming in, you're going to hear from, you get some whisperings or senses from your dad, you're going to get all kinds of that sort of information, you're going to find an empowerment and a strength, not through resistance, but through paying attention to the light that's coming through and through the intuitions that are coming through. Oh, goody, we have a caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, for Hanukkah. This is Sandy from Ojai. Thank you.
Hi, how you doing, honey?
I think I'm the one with all the resistance in the upper chest who judges people and is lonely and and loves a partner. And
well,
like,
isn't that...
I think she's talking about me.
Isn't that fun? You're probably not the only one.
Very impressive.
But you're not the only one. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about my my body's just freaking out. I'm supposed to go on a trip to San Diego to go see my spiritual teacher. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time I've left Ojai for a number of years. And I'm having asthma, and my body's acting like there's a war going on outside. It's just freaking out. And
But, honey, you just had a horrible trauma.
I did?
Didn't you just have a horrible trauma? Didn't you have a lot of trauma at work?
No. Oh, yeah, I guess the gallery thing.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it kind of felt like, all right, well, that's kind of water under the bridge at this point. I was moving on from that.
You are, but your little body is very stressed from it. It's like you pull yourself away from what was kind of traumatic and dangerous. Then your body goes, you know, and I think that's why the asthma hit. I think your asthma came from that, the heart, the grief. There was a lot of grief in the loss of your dream. Dreams die harder than people, you know that.
Yes. I understand.
But that,
I thought maybe something was coming up around, taking off and getting in the car and driving 3 hours and kind of leaving my little security here.
I think that's probably
taking some
true.
Of the first steps.
No, I think that's true, but I think that we need to allow, a lot of us, we need to allow ourselves to have the reaction that that your body's trying to scream a little bit, that it's been under a huge siege. You're very, very sensitive, and you're about to change radically. So there's a lot of, like, if you want to say, death going on over here as you rebirth yourself over here. And then the trip, of course, means you're going to see your spiritual teacher, which means there's a whole bunch more rebirth coming up, right?
Yes.
And little body's going, and I think you're going to be fine, but what we're seeing is that to give yourself the opportunity to feel, for example, the grief and the resistance to the vulnerability would really help you a lot.
Okay.
So I want to say safe travels. I don't see it as going to be awful. I think you're going to be feeling better fairly soon.
Okay. You know, it's like... I feel like I'm ready to take those steps out into the world and look for a new place to live, but yet at the same time I feel like my body's just going, oh no, no, we're not doing that. And so this is frustration because I don't want to be trapped here in Ojai.
Yeah. No, I think if you give your body the chance to express itself, like we were saying, express the resistances, feel them and so on, and then surrender. Like if you could give your body the opportunity to say, oh, my gosh, we've been through a lot. It was hard. Something like that. Just, like, give yourself a chance and then do some breathing and so on. I think you're going to find you heal pretty swiftly. It's not terminal.
Wonderful.
It's changed. You could say it's terminal because you're dropping a dream and an identity, and I already said that. And I have to get off the air. They're going to hook me off stage here.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Well, bless your heart, Sandy. We'll talk again.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Now, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope some of you are going to stay tuned for Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Jackie's doing part 4 on the series on abductions. And it's a really interesting talk that she's giving about people that have been abducted, and the team is answering a lot of questions. So you can email me your questions, because I'll have my handy-dandy little computer sitting right here, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com, with your questions. And next week, we're going to be featuring Galexis on Paradigm Shifters. I said that last week we were going to, but guess what? I was a week out somewhere in my mind. I wasn't computing in the rational level. And we did Solomon Faber on Oneness and Awakening, and that was kind of an interesting, outrageous show. So get the archive if you can. You'll like him. He's really controversial, and I don't know, it's good to argue, isn't it? So this coming week, it's going to be Galexis, and we're going to be talking about money and change and all the things that you and I want to know. I think we might even talk about ETs. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying many, many blessings to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to this show, Radiance by Design, for all of your calls, and blessings to you, Deb. Take a deep breath, and let's send out blessings to all our Radiance by Design community. Good night.